CQ, 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 this is KO4WWV. Is there any station on frequency that would like to help me get a new ham on the air? KO4CPA, this is KO4WWZ.
04WWZ. My goodness, I tell ya, what have you been, what rock have you been hiding under?
Well, I've may have been on Mars a couple of times, if you want to know.
Can you say that one again? I missed it.
I said I may have been on Mars a couple of times, you know, investigating the aliens and stuff. I'm just kidding. Hey, look, I have a co-worker here who's been practicing for his amateur technician exam, and he got every question right except one, and they said he failed. I thought you could get at least 3 questions wrong, have 26 right, and still pass.
Are you doing the technician?
Yes, sir, he is doing the technician.
Honestly, I'm not sure, I don't even know how many questions are on the test for the technician. I know about the extra, but, I haven't heard anybody say, you would need to, you could probably find that out on the, FCC website and find out what you need to know there. I'm sure they tell you how many questions will be on the test and how many you can miss. And I was trying to think, for the extra, it was a 50-question test. I might be wrong, but I think the tech is a 25, but I could be wrong. It might be 52. I just can't remember.
Roger, roger. I think it's a 35-question test or something, right? Last I remember, you can get 26 out of 35 correct and still pass. That was over a year ago. I don't know if the SEC has changed anything since then.
Well, are you mobile or stationary? You sound like you're on Echo Link.
I am on Echo Link. Kind of stationary mobile, if you think about it, out here on the flagging crew. We ain't really flagging right now. The Pike Electric crew is off the road setting a pole, and my buddy here has been interested in amateur radio, and I've been trying to help him get his license and all that. And I told him he can go try again this Saturday at the Red Cross building if he wanted to. Taking the test and failing because you got one question wrong, that just doesn't sound right to me. I don't know if the SEC has changed anything or not, but I think he'll get there. I have confidence in my buddy. I can't wait to hear him on the air either. How's you been? I hadn't talked to you in a long time, Dave.
I'm doing good. I had a mild stroke about 4 weeks ago today. It affected my eyes. I had double vision for about a week, but that cleared up, and they did an MRI and found the place in my brain where I had a stroke, just a little white dot. And but they said it was a mild stroke, and you know, it could have been a lot worse. So I'm just praising God for that.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing well. I've been doing all right. I just haven't been on the radio a lot here lately. I lost my good DMR radio, and I got kind of upset about that. I got a backup handheld I've been using it once in a while, and I've been using Echo Link on the repeater every now and then. Other than that, I'm doing all right. I'm doing quite all right. But I hope to have to cut it short, but I'm going to have to hop off here and get back with somebody on the phone. And hopefully I'll holler at you a little later today. And it's been a while since we had a QSO. Good to hear you. Sorry to cut it short. And I'll be good on your phone. Good to hear you.
Top of the hill here. I don't seem to have good reception right here. Well, it's good to talk with you, man, and you take care. And good luck on the technician test. And that one didn't give me much trouble. The extras really give me a lot of trouble. So, of course, I'm a lot older than I was. I took the technician, but anyway. 73's bud, KV4 CPA mobile.
Where? Saluda River at Chapels. When? Until late tomorrow evening. Farmland and river bottom and around and down. http://www.flow.62°, occurred at 4:30 p.m. The degrees occurred at 11:50 p.m. Degrees below normal. No precipitation fell yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 3.26 inches.